Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On February 1, 2021, the Burmese military overthrew the democratically elected civilian government in Burma in a coup. Since then, the military junta has been using increasingly violent methods to repress its own people. The Burmese military regime has killed an estimated 3,900 citizens since taking power. Most recently, fighter jet and helicopter airstrikes have killed 11 citizens near Nyang Khon village. According to a recent statement from the U.S. Department of the Treasury, up to another 80 civilians, including women and school children, were killed by airstrikes in a village in the Sagaing region of central Burma. In response to these despicable actions, the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, is expanding sanctions on Burma to include the jet fuel sector pursuant to Executive Order 14014. OFAC is designating two individuals and three entities for their roles in procuring jet fuel and distributing it to the Burmese military. Kim Pyu-win has been sanctioned for her association with several companies within the Asia Sun Group, which was previously designated for operating in the Burmese defense sector. Kim also controls three Singapore-based holding companies, Shun Energy PTE Limited, PEIA PTE Limited, and PEI Energy PTE Limited, which also have been sanctioned. Zalman Toon is being sanctioned after Kim transferred directorship and ownership of 11 companies in the Asia Sun Group to him. According to Executive Order 14014, all property, interests in property, and entities belonging to Kim Pyu-win and Zalman Toon that are in the United States or in the possession or control of U.S. persons are blocked and must be reported to OFAC. By expanding the use of our sanctions authority to target an additional sector critical to the military regime, we are able to further deprive the regime of the resources that enable it to oppress its citizens, said Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, Brian E. Nelson, in a written statement. The United States remains committed to supporting the people of Burma in their pursuit of freedom and democracy.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.